hook and a hook goes good with kiss. Song goes good with a smile. That's right. Smile goes good with a kiss. Kiss goes good with you. Baby, you go good with me. The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House lawmakers passing a measure to sanction the International Criminal Court after its top prosecutor recommended criminal war crime charges against Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Senate likely won't take up the symbolic bill. Hamas says it won't accept the latest proposal from Israel unless there's a guarantee of a permanent ceasefire. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller says a temporary pause is needed first so talks can begin on ending the war.
Because without a ceasefire, we're not even at that point. We just have a continued military campaign and continued death and destruction inside Gaza, and hostages continue to be held away from their loved ones.
President Biden is taking executive action to cap the number of migrants crossing into the U.S. illegally to help with the surge at the border. It will not affect asylum seekers at legal ports of entry. Triple-digit heat taxing residents in the west and southwest states of the U.S. Temperatures in Phoenix set to top 110 today. This is ABC News. Another recall issued, this time involving more than 100,000 popular Toyota vehicles.
Toyota says debris from the manufacturing process could have contaminated the engine in certain 2022 to 2023 Tundras and Lexus LX 600 models. That could cause the main bearings to fail, resulting in an engine stall and loss of drive power. Impacted vehicles could put off an engine knocking or rough sound, or the engine may not start at all, or it could stall out. A remedy is under development by Toyota. A fix is not yet clear. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The majestic bald eagle making a comeback, removed from the federal government's endangered species list and now New Jersey's state list, too.
Back in the 1980s, a single nesting pair of bald eagles was set up in remote Cumberland County, New Jersey. Since then, the birds have been busy. Environmentalists say as of last year, there were more than 260 nesting pairs across the state, thanks to habitat restoration and a ban on the insecticide DDT.
ABC's Sherry Preston, I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Look for showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Some could be strong with a low of 61. Partly sunny and breezy tomorrow. High 79 and spotty showers possible early tomorrow night. Then clearing with a low of 56. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southeast at around 3 miles per hour. And right now it's mostly cloudy and our current temperature is 79 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Heavy rain caused a mudslide in Grant County yesterday. The Sheriff's Department says Highway 133 in Potosi was covered in mud. Plus, there were lots of roads covered in water where the culverts couldn't drain fast enough. There's some minor flooding for rivers across the area. Most of them are already having water levels start to drop. Some parts of southern Wisconsin got 2.5 inches of rain yesterday. A group in Baraboo is trying to oust the school board president. The Recall Vodak Committee claims board president Kevin Vodak shows favoritism toward the administration and has mismanaged taxpayer money. The petition also cites high staff turnover. They have until July 14th to collect signatures. Under state law, 25% of a municipality's electorate must sign the petition to have an election. The Recall Vodak Committee needs just over 2,500 signatures to force a recall election. Organizers told the Baraboo News Republic they want someone who will listen to staff, students, and families. Vodak has been on the Baraboo School Board for 23 years. Bob Atwell, the University of Wisconsin Regent who'd planned to stay on the board, now says he's resigned. Atwell tells WisPolitics his replacement, Tim Nixon, will serve the universities exceptionally well. Governor Evers appointed Nixon last week. Atwell was appointed by then-Governor Scott Walker. Wisconsin ranks 11th for overall well-being for older adults. That's according to the United Health Foundation's annual report. But many seniors in Wisconsin don't have enough money to cover the cost of living. Janet Zander is with the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources.
Health, housing, and food taking up far more than they actually make. And so we are very concerned about that trend continuing.
The United Health Foundation strives to be more comprehensive than past reports. Dr. Rhonda Randall is United Healthcare's chief medical officer.
This report now looks at things like disability status, sexual orientation, and veteran status. So it really gives state policymakers and public health officials an ability to understand where the disparities exist.
Fraud cost. It costs Medicare about $60 billion per year. It costs people time, stress, worry, lost work, and even identities. This is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week. Ingrid Kundinger is a Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol Project Manager.
We want people to know that anyone could be impacted by Medicare fraud. So our messages throughout the week will kind of be focused on how to protect yourself, not sharing personal information over the phone with people who call you out of the blue that you've never talked to before.
Checking Medicare statements and being wary of phone calls are the most important ways to avoid Medicare fraud.
For the average person who is on Medicare, it's really important for them to keep an eye on their Medicare statements, to review them each time they receive them, to make sure that there aren't any suspicious claims that got, you know, snuck in with their Medicare information. The fraudsters hope that people don't look at their statement. And we also encourage people to be really, really cautious in protecting their personal information, including their Medicare information, just to be really careful and not to share personal information over the phone.
Ingrid Kundinger says her organization is there to teach fraud prevention and avoidance skills.
If people are a part of a book club or a faith-based organization or a civic group or some other group of people, and you think that you would want for us to come and talk more specifically to your group about Medicare-related fraud and scams and how the Senior Medicare Patrol program can be of assistance, we love to be out and about in the communities all across the state sharing information.
Medicare Fraud Prevention Week runs through Sunday, June 9th. Wisconsin's 119 state chartered banks continue to demonstrate stable financial performance as of March 31st, according to data released this week by the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. Total assets of Wisconsin state chartered banks stand at $67.3 billion through March 31st, up from $66.1 billion reported March 31st, 2023. The net interest margin has declined, falling from 3.32% as of March 31st, 2023, to 3.10% as of March 31st, 2024. Net loans have increased by 5.1% from March 31st, 2023, up to $2.4 billion. Wisconsin's 107 state chartered credit unions continue to exhibit sound financial performance as of March 31st, according to data released by the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. At the end of the first quarter, total assets for Wisconsin state chartered credit unions rose to $65.5 billion. This is an increase of $1.5 billion since year-end 2023. Over the same time period, loans outstanding grew by $202.4 million and shares and deposits rose $1.1 billion. This resulted in a slight decrease to the loan-to-share ratio from 92.40% at year-end 2023 to 90.91%. In the 3 months ending on March 31, 2024, net worth to assets were at 10.41%, delinquent loan to total loan ratio was 0.69%, a decrease from the year-end ratio of 0.79%. Net income was strong at nearly $87.2 million, 0.54% return on average assets, and growth ratios were all positive. Wisconsin Democrats meet for their state convention in Milwaukee this weekend. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says they have a chance to shrink the Republican state Senate majority.
I think we could flip four Senate seats in this election. That would take Democrats from 11 seats to 15 seats in 1 year, breaking the Republican supermajority, putting them on track to win a majority in 2026. We are currently 35 out of the 99 seats. If Democrats win 15 seats, they get a 50-seat majority in the state assembly, and we're fighting for at least that number.
That's Wickler speaking with Wisconsin Eye. For some, June kicks off the summer months as the weather gets warmer and school is finishing up for the year. But for those in Wisconsin, June celebrates an entire industry that is central to Wisconsin's communities, culture, and history. In America's Dairyland, our dairy industry is truly unique. Due to the hard work of industry, Wisconsinites are able to wear the title of America's Dairyland with pride and gratitude. June Dairy Month is a month-long celebration and recognition of dairy farmers and each person who works to get dairy products from the farm gate to dinner plates across the world. However, this month means so much more than just enjoying all types of cheese, milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. It is also a month to reflect upon the dairy industry's contributions to our economy, workforce, culture, and future. Wisconsin is home to about 5,500 dairy farms, which is more than any other state. On each of these farms, hardworking people care for their animals, feed their communities, and are stewards of the land and water. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection works to serve as a resource to agriculture and each dairy farmer. This comes in many forms, including dairy processor grants and the Wisconsin Farm Center. This year, with cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in cattle in some states across the country, DADCAP has been working with the industry to safeguard our state from this disease event, including providing biosecurity resources and information about support for dairy farms. DADCAP's small but mighty division of animal health are coordinating with producers to help Wisconsin's 1.28 million cows stay happy and healthy. To keep the dairy industry as one of Wisconsin's agricultural strengths, DADCAP also looks to the future. Agriculture employs more than 11% of the state's total employment, and each year we welcome individuals into the agricultural workforce. Some grew up in agriculture, while others found a sense of belonging and chose to join this community. Governor Evers has continued to support education, including agricultural education, to do what's best for our children and the future of Wisconsin by helping these students grow their passion for agriculture and prepare for a career in the industry. Governor Evers and the legislature have also supported expanding our dairy exports, and through the Wisconsin Initiative for Agricultural Exports, DADCAP has been partnering with the industry to enhance trade opportunities for Wisconsin's dairy, crop, and meat industries. This month and beyond, DADCAP will continue to serve as a resource to Wisconsin's hardworking dairy industry. To do your part this June Dairy Month, try a new Wisconsin cheese, buy some whey powder, and drink some extra milk. A community blood drive with Impact Life will be held at the Richland Hospital and Clinics Thursday from 10 until 3 in Pippin Hall on the lower level. Impact Life is the provider of blood and blood components to Reedsburg Area Medical Center, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, and many other communities in our region. To schedule an appointment for donation, call 1-800-747-5401 or visit online at bloodcenter.org or via the Impact Life mobile app. All persons age 17 and up or 16 with a signed parental permission form who weigh at least 110 pounds and are in general good health meet the basic eligibility requirements for blood donation.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance.
As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83 of Cazenovia, died Friday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 6 at the Cazenovia Chapel. Friends may call at the Cazenovia Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 6. Food and continued celebration will follow at the Hooks residence. A private family burial will take place in St. Anthony's Catholic Cemetery, Germantown, at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83 of Cazenovia. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70 of Elroy, died Friday at the Solace Home in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy. Burial will be in the Millard's Prairie Cemetery near Elroy. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70 of Elroy. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76 of Richland Center, died May 26th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76 of Richland Center. Glenda Ferguson, 70 of Richland Center, died Friday at the Grove at the Lake in Zion, Illinois. Funeral services will be held at 3 Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the live stream tab at prattfuneralservice.com. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Glenda Ferguson, 70 of Richland Center. John Hoel, 71 of Watertown, formerly of Richland County, died Friday at Park Ridge Assisted Living in Watertown. No formal funeral service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for John Hoel, 71 of Watertown, formerly of Richland County. Dorothy McCluskey, 94 of Spring Green, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held next Tuesday, June 11th at 11 o'clock at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 5 to 7, and again at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church Tuesday, June 11th from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice or Meadows Assisted Living. Dorothy McCluskey, 94 of Spring Green. Richard Earle Dick Inman, 94 of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidtwoodland Hills in Richland Center. Military graveside rites will be held Friday, June 14th at 11 o'clock at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Richard Earle Dick Inman, 94 of Viroqua. Richard C. Kelsey, 81 of Loganville, died Thursday at the Orchard Manor in Lancaster following an extended illness. A memorial gathering will be held Friday, June 14th from 5 to 7 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside rites will take place at the Forest Home Cemetery in Marinette at a later date by the local Veterans Memorial Honors Unit. Richard C. Kelsey, 81 of Loganville.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Don't let your logic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a warm and humid day today, those ingredients have acted as fuel to fire up some showers and thunderstorms across the state. Some are strong to severe, packing heavy downpours of nearly a half an inch of rain. Also, some hail and high winds. These continue to cause trouble throughout the evening and even into the overnight hours as well. This as the cold front sweeps eastward across the state. Some flash flooding is possible of creeks, streams, roads, and parking lots. Drive safe. A few spotty showers may be lingering early tomorrow morning, but otherwise we will see some sunshine by the afternoon. It'll be breezy with a west wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour, and highs just taking a tiny hit to the upper 70s. A few more spotty showers may spark up tomorrow afternoon, but they'll clear on out of here overnight pretty quickly. And don't you worry, we still have partly sunny skies for Thursday. Still breezy and still cooler. In fact, a lot cooler. High temperatures barely scrape 70 degrees. But if you ask me, that's pretty comfortable, especially with the drier, less humid air. This is because the winds will be switching to out of the northwest on Thursday, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, pulling in the Canadian air mass. You know, the one that we hate in the winter. Otherwise, the sunshine dominates for our Friday still, and we stay comfy in the low 70s. Saturday, we'll see some more clouds, and a few spotty showers also possible. Highs return to the mid-70s. And it really doesn't turn out to be that bad of a weekend, because Sunday, we still have those partly sunny skies and just a small chance of light rain at times. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny and 80 degrees after a daytime high of 82 and a morning low of 64. Yesterday's high was 91, and actually yesterday's high was 78, I should say, and we received 44 hundredths of an inch of precipitation. Record high back in 1948 is 91 degrees with a record low of 36 set back in 1995. Last year's high was 85 with a low of 60. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:37 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:22. Winds are out of the southeast at 5 to 7 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.63 and we have received 1/100 of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, currently our temperature is 80 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. There is Church League softball action going on this evening, and teams that are going to be taking part in tonight's games include, at 7 o'clock on the East Diamond, will be Free Methodist versus St. Mary's, and Richland Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. Also, at 8:15 on the East Diamond, it'll be Richland Baptist Temple 2 versus Richland Baptist Temple 1. St. Mary's will umpire that contest. On the West Diamond, at 7 p.m., it's the Mission versus the Church of the Nazarene. Bethel Lutheran will umpire, and at 8:15, also on the West Diamond, it will be Bethel Lutheran versus Boscobel Assembly of God. Church of the Nazarene will umpire that game. Also going on today is sectional WIAA Boys High School sectional tournament action, and games that were played today include in Division 4. It was Royal taking on DeSoto, and Royal beat DeSoto by a score of 9-1. Also, Oliva Strum took on Pittsville and won that contest 4-0. And there is a final in that. They did play their game for the sectional final with the team winning team going on to state. And actually, this is the only sectional final that we have from today, and that's the Oliva Strum beat Royal by a score of 2-1. Elsewhere in Division 4, it was Barneveld beating Pecatonica, I should say, 8-3, and Johnson Creek beat Oakfield by a score of 8-4. So right now it's Barneveld taking on Johnson Creek. In Division 3 action, Aquinas beat Viroqua by a score of 12-2 in 6 innings, and New Glarus beat Marshall by a score of 4-0. So New Glarus is currently taking on Aquinas for the sectional final championship. Also, St. Mary Springs beat Winnebago Lutheran by a score of 3-0, and Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic defeated Lake Country Lutheran by a score of 2-1. And in Division 2 action, it was Edgewood taking on Reedsburg, and Edgewood beat Reedsburg by a score of 3-2. And Edgewood will be going on to take on Waupun, because Waupun beat Jefferson by a score of 4-1. Also, Kettle Moraine Lutheran in Division 2 beat Pewaukee by a score of 4-1. And it was New Berlin West defeating St. Thomas More by a score of 8-2. First baseman Reese Hoskins returned to the lineup and hit a solo home run in Philadelphia last night, the place where he played for 7 seasons. That one run wasn't enough as the Brewers dropped a 3-1 game to the Phillies. The loss ended a 4-game winning streak. Bryce Wilson took the loss for giving up 3 runs and David Dahl's home run in 5 2/3 innings. The same two teams play tonight in Philadelphia, and the first pitch of that contest will be at 5:40. And you can currently hear the broadcast of that game with the pregame going on right now on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450.
At Schwarz Insurance, when we say we can customize your insurance policy, we really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estate, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwarz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. The Green Bay Packers have signed second-round pick Javon Ballard to a rookie contract. He played his college ball in Georgia. Getting Ballard signed leaves only one first-round draft pick, and that's Jordan Morgan, without a deal. 9 other draft picks have already reached agreements with the front office. Scouts say the 5'10", 198-pound Bullard could start as a rookie. His deal with the Packers is estimated to include a $1.7 million signing bonus, and the salary should be a little over $1.2 million. The NBC television network is placing 2 Badger football games on its wish list for the 2024 season. Both would be aired in primetime. The games are October 26th against Penn State and November 16th against Oregon. NBC's preferred lineup was released on Monday. The network shares Big Ten conference games with CBS and Fox. Wisconsin's game against Alabama is set to be broadcast on the Fox Big Noon kickoff show. And also, for the final time this weekend, the American Family Insurance Championship will be played at University Ridge Golf Course in Madison. The event moves to TPC Wisconsin next year. Hometown hero Steve Stricker is the tournament's defending champion. He set a tournament record with an 18 under par 198 last time. Including Stricker, Wisconsin competitors include 2-time champion Jerry Kelly, Skip Kendall, Mario Tiziani, and Michael Crowley. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Last month marked the opening of the 15th season of the Oak Gooch Mountain Humane Society's Animal House Food Stand. And the good news is that Animal House will be opening again next week. So mark your calendars now for Thursday, June 13th and Friday, June 14th, when OMHS will once again be selling its delicious Chicago dogs, Wisconsin brats, and Polish sausages from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Just look for the bright red Animal House food trailer near the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. And check out all the other dates that Animal House will be open this year on the Animal House Facebook page at facebook.com/omhs.animal.house. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Salama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find them online at hillsboroequipment.com.
And it's time for our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest on WRCO for the 5 o'clock hour. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is happy, H-A-P-P-Y. That's happy. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't already. You can find it on the Apple or Google stores. Find your station, which would be WRCO, and use the text button to send the keyword happy for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Again, the word is happy. Find your station on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybeans and hogs were down Tuesday. Corn and cattle finished mostly lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. Soybean planting remains behind a year ago while still staying ahead of that five-year average. Export sales continue to be slow, but Brazil's basis has been up, and that could help demand for U.S. beans. July soybeans were down 5.5 at 11.79. August was 5 lower at 11.77.5. July bean meal was down $4.40 at $3.55.10. July soybean oil was 52 points lower at $43.62. Corn was mostly weak. The first national rating of the season was better than expected at 75% good to excellent. 91% of the crops planted with more near-term delays probable in many areas. That kind of throws that last 9% into question. July corn was one lower at 442.5, and September was down a penny at 448.25. And wheat was lower. The USDA's winter wheat rating was up on the week, and the first spring wheat rating of 2024 was above a year ago. Forecasts for parts of Russia and Ukraine continue to look hot and dry. July Chicago was down 14.5 at 658.25. July Kansas City was 12.75 lower at 687.25. July Minneapolis wheat was down 10.25 at 723.5. Live and feeder cattle were mostly lower, waiting for direct cash cattle business to get going. Brent Barnett has more on that in a moment. August live was down 42 at 178.45, and October was a dime lower at $180.80. August feeders were down 17 at 256.02, and September was 27 lower at 257.60. And hogs were down sharply on questions about sustained domestic demand. July lean was 235 lower at 93.92, and August was down $2.07 at 93.55. Brent Barnett has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Cash cattle country has been quiet to start the week. Bids and asking prices are still not established, and significant trade volume could be delayed until Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef closed higher with choice up 128 at 316.88 and select up 77 cents at 304.47. The choice select spread was 12.41. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head. Cash hogs closed mixed. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 57 cents with a base range of 85 to 90 and weighted average of 88.78. Pork values closed lower, down 67 cents at $100.76. Loins, picnics, ribs, and hams were higher. Bellies and butts were lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and up more than 11,000 on the year. More livestock market information at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. A climatologist says some parts of the Corn Belt have had a top 10 wettest start to a growing season. Iowa's Justin Glisson tells Brownfield if that trend continues,
that would be a lot of moisture at that 150 to 200% of normal.
He says a warm-up period is expected soon. More news is next.
Around the clock, your dairy cows rely on you. And when you need support, Compeer Financial is here. Here with cutting-edge ag finance technology, industry knowledge, and local experience to help your farm thrive. As avid supporters of the dairy industry, we tip our hats to you during June Dairy Month and every other month of the year. Contact us at 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. Wisconsin farmers are leading the way in soil health. By adding cover crops, farmers are demonstrating their commitment to the land, water, community, and helping their bottom line. Talk about being best in the field. This year, the Farmers for Soil Health program, in partnership with the Conservation Technology Information Center, is offering 3 years of financial incentives to Wisconsin producers who adopt cover crops. Join the soil health movement and enroll in a program that's built by farmers for farmers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com.
Agriculture leader says phosphate and potash need to be added to the U.S. critical minerals list. Corey Rosenbusch with the Fertilizer Institute told the House Subcommittee on Energy and Mineral Resources Tuesday, the U.S. Geological Survey requires critical minerals to be essential to the economic or national security of the U.S. and have supply chain vulnerabilities.
In 22, both minerals were left off the list. In 2022, that list was released 2 days prior to Russia invading Ukraine.
Illinois ag groups are calling on their congressional delegation to focus on trade. Colin Waters with Illinois Corn Growers Association tells Brownfield the move follows increased tariffs on Chinese steel and high-tech components.
We've seen this movie before. This kind of rhetoric led to some real hardship in the farm economy when the trade war was in full effect. That's frustrating for farmers because it feels like oftentimes we get caught in the crosshairs.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
The feed additive called 3-nitrooxypropanol reduces enteric emissions in cattle. It's been around for a few years, but not in the United States until now.
Approval of Bovaer and undoubtedly products that will follow in its wake is something that's a really powerful tool.
That's Alan Birga with the National Milk Producers Federation. We'll hear more from him and from Katie Cook at Elanco Animal Health about the first approved 3-nitrooxypropanol additive next on Managing for Profit.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Cook with Elanco Animal Health tells Brownfield their 3-nitrooxypropanol feed additive that reduces methane emissions from cattle has been available overseas for about 5 years. And they're excited the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has completed their safety and effectiveness review of their product called Bovaer, allowing its sale in the U.S.
It's a feed ingredient, right, that you would put within the feed, and feeding 1 tablespoon of Bovaer per lactating dairy cow per day can reduce your methane emissions by about 30%, or approximately 1.2 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent reductions per year.
Ellen Birga with the National Milk Producers Federation says the FDA approval is important for the dairy industry for multiple reasons.
The approval of Bovaer and undoubtedly products that will follow in its wake is something that's a really powerful tool in terms of getting those emissions down and getting to that net zero goal. It's also important, and this is critically important as well, is to note the competitive aspects of this. You know, all sorts of suppliers around the chain, they all have their sustainability commitments as well. And it's tougher for U.S. dairy farmers to compete with folks in the European Union and other places that have this tool when their hand is tied behind their back. So this will really help level the playing field in terms of competition.
Cook says farmers should be able to eventually make additional income from reducing their carbon footprint.
We anticipate that it'll bring at least a $20 return per cow per year for your average dairy producer. Now, how that money comes is a little bit different. We're playing in a new space, right? So we're talking about the carbon markets. We also have some government incentives in place as well. And so right now, the Elanco teams are working with the food companies like a Nestle, Mars, Costco. You see all of those different food companies have made their declarations on purchasing carbon credits from our dairy producers. But we're also working with the USDA and state conservation programming on getting additional government incentives.
Cook says Bovaer will be available at feed dealers by midsummer, but not every cattle producer can use it yet.
Unique to the U.S. versus some of the other markets is the U.S. is going to start with just lactating dairy cattle. In some of the other markets, you see it in both dairy and beef cattle. We'll be pursuing a beef cattle label here in the coming months and hope to have that announcement here in the near future.
That's Katie Cook and Alan Birga. And I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them tomorrow from 1:30 to 6 p.m. at the historic train depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking is available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. This week, they hope to have bedding plants, fresh flowers, hanging baskets, baked goods, including breads, cookies, and pies, rhubarb, spring lettuces and greens, spinach, radishes, kohlrabi, potatoes, maple syrup, honey, black walnuts, canned goods, eggs, meats, beef, hot dogs and brats, and strawberries. As the season progresses, they will be adding more vendors, both new and returning. Be sure to stop by the tasting table for a sample of market products. This is the first market where shoppers can spend their senior vouchers. Check with the local Department of Health and Human Services to see if you qualify and receive your vouchers. Vouchers are good for fresh fruits and vegetables at the market sold by participating vendors. Look for the yellow sign by vendors booth to see if they accept senior vouchers. To receive EBT SNAP benefits, bring your Quest card to the market information table. This week, they are also glad to present a musical guest, Larry Glanville, known as Maynard No Shoes, the wandering washboard player, who will be playing for customers early on during the market. Come and sit a while. Wednesday from 1:30 to 6 p.m.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
And it's time once again to give the keyword for the Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest right here on WRCO. This is for the 5 o'clock hour, so we're going to give you the keyword again. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, a Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is happy. That's happy, H-A-P-P-Y. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't already. You can find that in the Apple or Google stores. And you find WRCO and use the text button. Send the keyword happy for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Again, the word is happy. Find your station on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of this hour. Good luck.
Thank you. shirt standing in the summer sun. Toes in the sand and a July tan. Oh, baby, tell me what's not to love. Your mama didn't like me or the way that you loved me. She prayed it was a summer thing. You thought I was wild and I didn't say it at the time, but you were my first time for everything. But there's nothing I'd change about it. Summer back. We burned both ends of that beach town till they shut down the midway. We tried to hold on, but that warm breeze was gone. Yeah, fall changed everything. But there's nothing I'd change about those days. You're the sweet.
Yeah. place, and I gotta find her.
Did you know Julie Karen State Farm is not just your insurance agency, but also a proud permanent drop-off site for the Richland Center Food Pantry? This month, the food drive is collecting cereal, and here's the best part. Julie Karen's will match any donations made. Let's team up, make a difference in our community, and drop off your donations at the office today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WRCO 100.9.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks, so I gotta lie to her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both, just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on, don't wanna leave till it's closing, so I got a 20 on. Find her.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden said he had no choice but to take executive action to curb the influx of asylum seekers at the southern border.
Frankly, I would have preferred to address this issue through bipartisan legislation, because that's the only way to actually get the kind of system we have now that's broken, fixed, to hire more Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers, more judges.
Signed the orders today. Arizona lawmakers have approved a proposal that will ask